Chelsea's empty houses. These beautiful big houses in Chelsea are not homes in any sense that I understand. For most of the year they stand empty, or at least you think they are empty, but inside there is a kind of life taking place. A phantom life. Members of staff, cleaners and cooks and chauffeurs, dust-haunted rooms and polished cars in underground garages during the morning, and then gather together in the kitchen at midday to eat silent lunches. Dogs sit by windows and look out into gardens and wonder why their owners bothered to buy them in the first place. Meanwhile, the family is... where? The father is in Singapore, the mother is in Geneva, the children... who knows? Other houses here are even emptier. They contain no furniture, no curtains at the windows, no pictures on the walls. They are always dark. In the winter, when I come back from the park or the cemetery to return the last of my dogs to its owner's house, the silence and darkness of these streets begins to frighten me. It is as if some terrible plague has come to London and everybody has had to leave, but nobody has told me. Once I walked back from the park with Jane through the streets of Chelsea, and she explained to me that people buy these houses now, rich people, and then just let them stand there, watching money attached to them like barnacles to a sunken ship.
Jonathan Coe, number 11, 2015.